This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, Bob. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Bob has an hour left here. Where are you heading today?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on with this Christmas game. By the way, I need to remind people that the Christmas Day game is on KDKA, not just Netflix.
If no you're outside, buffering.
No buffering, no problem. KDK is your place to go. But because of that, we have a ton of stuff to do pre and post. So on Christmas Day, I won't be able to use the Nutcracker.
No?
No, because I'll be at work.
Well, what's your task today? Are you doing interviews over there?
We have a lot of pre-stuff to do before that ever happens, because it's here next week already. You know, I mean, we have a Saturday game to worry about, but 3 days later, another big one. So,
well, let's talk about some other sports for a moment.
And okay.
Let's talk about the Penguins, Bob. 6-2-1 in their last nine. This might be a crazy question, but is this a positive development, or were they better off sinking to the bottom? I mean, are they in danger of becoming good or relevant here?
I think relevant is the word, because the Eastern Conference, there are a lot of teams sinking down to where they've been. And by responding at 6-2-1, they've closed the gap. So, you know, to me, I talk about hockey, the surprise story is the Washington Capitals. I'm surprised they have, I think, the best record in the NHL, or at least one of them, after they lost last night. But who would have thought? Ovechkin's been out for a couple of weeks, and they've actually gotten better. But as far as the Penguins, I think it's good. You want to keep the interest alive here. And I want to see, before this is all said and done, this group in playoff series one more time at least. I want to see that. If they're here, they're signed, they're playing, what are they going to do? I want to see them do that. I know that people will talk about the future. I know they need to replenish their system. But I also know that while these guys are still here, if I see them in a best of seven, I think they could possibly win a series, depending on goaltending, of course.
Man, I'm not ready to go there. I suppose you could make the argument that with Sid not scoring, if he suddenly
comes
to life here. Yeah, him and Malkin both. But
we talked about secondary scoring. They've gotten a ton of it.
I'm especially counting on Sid. And what I mean by that is it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get hot at some point. Well, what if it does, Bob? They're a point out of a playoff spot right now. And again, I ask, is this a positive or a negative development? Because I think a lot of us were of the mind that as long as they're heading downward, the worst place to be is in the mushy middle in pro sports. I don't know. Is this something to get excited about? Limits, you're a Penguin fan. In fact, I have a Penguin scarf for you in the car that somebody gave me.
Oh, thank you.
From the Hampton Beer Outlet.
Oh, Bill Shaner.
Yeah, that's going to be your Christmas present. My goal this year is to have all my presents be things that I got for free.
That's a re-gift.
Yeah.
You re-gifted his.
I'm re-gifting my wife a Duquesne sweatshirt. I got it at a game the other day for free.
Is that it?
Nah, I might get her a book. I'm re-gifting my daughter some free things. My goal is to spend as little money as possible to
save it all for your golf habit.
Nobody buys me presents anymore. We get to Christmas morning. Nobody has anything.
I don't want any. Do you want any?
Yes, I want presents.
What do you want?
Clothes, little things that people think of.
Yeah.
Balls.
Yes, balls.
Am I in need of those limits this year?
The way you play, yes. You need more balls than you have in your possession right now, I can tell you that.
No, I'm not even going to touch this subject.
Oh, boy. Christmas Day has become a real downer for me in terms of getting presents.
It's about the season. It's about
presents,
the spirit.
Bob.
It's not about presents. Let's get beyond that now.
And I have become sad the past few years with no presents, so I've decided to strike back and not spend any money on anybody else's. limits.
You're like a mean one,
Mr. Grinch.
Am I turning into the Christmas with the Cranks
guy? Your heart is smaller every day.
You are the Grinch stealing all the presents from Whoville.
No, I got.
And he's regifting them to Whatville. He's moving them over.
Well, Bob,
that's what
let
he's
me
doing.
Ask you this. I got a free penguin scarf from the Hampton Beer Outlet. Beautiful, nice, big scarf. Why? I think it's nice that I thought of City Limits.
It
that
is.
That's going to be my present to him.
But you told me that it's being regifted. It takes the flair and the greatness of it
honestly,
away.
Honestly, we have to go
all
beyond
right,
regifting. This is someone
I'm
you live with.
It. It's not regifting if you don't
actually,
open it
you
and use
it. You spend more time with him than you do your wife, honestly.
It's not regifting it if you don't open it and use it. It's simply gifting. In fact, thinking of him when I got that gift was a wonderful.
No, what you were thinking is, I don't want this scarf. I'm wearing a Buffalo Sabres hat. It doesn't match. Here. This is perfect for City Limits.
Joe, I thought it was very kind. Now I don't know. Now I wonder.
Well, now you're not getting it, so you won't have to worry about it.
Aww.
I'm going to go out and buy you a real present,
you still
okay?
never bought me ice cream.
I'm going to buy him a real present. We've Bob, what are you getting me this year?
Nothing. This is... You know, start of this, nothing.
I'm willing to
accept. You're not going to get me. If you gave him a scarf that's re-gifted, you're not getting me. I don't want anything. I told you, I'm not interested
in gifts.
How
about a gift certificate to your golf course?
No, that's okay.
A couple free rounds.
That's okay.
I think Bob gets a couple free rounds.
You know, a couple free rounds if he pays for them and I go there. See, this
so the
is
gift
what I
is
mean.
For you.
Nobody wants to buy me presents anymore.
I'll buy you a present.
Nobody in my life. Not my wife, not my kid, none of my relatives.
You should be at the point now where you want to see a smile on the face of your family. That's what you bring.
I know, Bob, but everybody likes a present. I've been left out of Christmas now for years. They should make a movie of this.
That's how Home Alone. I'm Home Alone with Joe Starkey.
No, I don't get any presents. I love watching, but it doesn't matter.
Your
no,
wife
that,
doesn't
that,
give you any
lie.
Presents?
My kid doesn't want anything anymore anyway, Bob.
I don't think that's true.
No, she
doesn't. They want things that you're not on the same wavelength. Your daughter is thinking differently. That's what
anymore.
I mean. So the best thing to do is ask them for a series of things they would like and don't tell them what you're going to pick.
You know what I got her? She likes pickleball now. I got her a pickleball set. That's
a great gift.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like pickleball.
Do you
get
presents on Christmas?
Yes, but I tell everyone I don't want them. I mean, I have what I need.
What do you get?
Things I don't really need, you know.
Like
clothes.
A foot massager, the old classic?
No, I think they've gotten a little bit more creative. My
a
daughters have gotten
scratcher.
Creative. Stuff like that is important, yeah. If I could figure out something for my neck.
A book you won't read?
Yes. You know,
we all get those.
We should get Grandpa Joe a rocking chair. He could sit in story time with Grandpa Joe in the rocking chair.
Yes.
We could
a
bring
rocking
it in here.
Chair and a pipe I can smoke.
You want a pipe?
Yeah.
Maybe I can get you a rocking chair. Maybe
right.
I can get you a rocking horse.
Bob, maybe a rocking horse? What's the best sports-related Christmas present you ever got as a kid?
As a kid, first set of golf clubs. That's what got me going. My father and mother, you know.
Was it wrapped? It takes a lot of wrapping.
It was in a big box, so yes. It was,
how old were you?
Oh, I don't know.
You must have been excited, huh?
Yes. I mean, they were somehow fit for me. They made, I don't know how they did it because there were shorter clubs, you know, I think, I don't know, 8 years old, something like that.
Did you ever get a Terry Bradshaw jersey? Any good sports Steelers-related stuff?
Not really, no. Did you?
Get any Steeler-related stuff? No, I got a new O.J. Simpson shirt 1 year that was very exciting
for me.
Back then, it was. No, that all got ruined, obviously. I also got an electric football game 1 year. You ever get one of those where you turn on the little tin?
Those are fine
field?
For a little bit, and then I don't want to deal with them after.
We still have one of those.
Was there something sad about your Christmases? It doesn't sound like many memorable gifts.
No,
for you.
You're asking about gifts sports gifts. We didn't, you know, it was mostly the only sports gifts were golf related stuff. Baseball gloves.
There you go.
That was something too. I mean, stuff like that. But
how about you, Becky?
A lot of jerseys, and I think the most memorable for one is. I was probably like 14, and my dad got us Penguin tickets about four rows behind the ice. He was like so excited for it. I open up the box. I look at the tickets. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I look at the date, and I go, oh, no. And my dad's like, what? This is the first round of the playoffs. The Steelers played in Denver a playoff game. The start of the Penguin game was an hour before the start of the Steeler game. We went to the Penguin game. They played Carolina. I remember it clear as day. They scored two goals right at the net that we were at. And then we were like, all right, we went home, watched the Steeler game, and they lost to Denver.
But it's the thought that counts.
It was
an
incredible gift. Incredible gift. Yeah. I wish we could have stayed for the whole game.
Those are the kind of gifts that make sense. You know, spend time with your family and buying tickets to something will enable that to happen. So, yes.
Steeler playoff game.
I was just telling my dad the other day, I said, do you remember when we went, because I went to this store that had old Buffalo Braves stuff. Remember them, Bob, with Bob McAdoo, Ernie DeGregorio, Charles, John Shumate, Adrian Dantley, Jim McMillan, Garfield Hurd.
That's a great name. Do you remember Garfield Hurd?
Do you remember we used to go there? It used to be biting cold down by the lake, and we used to go into the Odd Memorial Auditorium. He's like, yeah, those were. He said I used to get tickets. He was a professor at Damon College, then Rosary Hill, and somebody on the board of trustees was a Braves backer, so we'd get tickets once in a while. And Bob, there's nothing like it as a kid. You go from that walk into the car. Can't even breathe because it's so cold. And then when you walk into the arena as a little kid, it's like a magic wonderland, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's eye-opening because you try to envision what that's like until you see it for the first time and feel it for the first time. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, and you hope you never lose that feeling, you know, as you get older.
Well,
because it's still about the game.
I know. I lost it. But sometimes I regain it. But it was that feeling. Well, every once in a while, a Bills game, and then he took me to Pittsburgh to go to a Pirate game because they were my favorite team. And any game I went to as a kid, I couldn't stand waiting to get in our seat. So as soon as we would enter the stadium, I would run to the first opening, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just look, just take it in. Oh, my God, look at this palace. You know what I mean, Bob?
As a kid, yeah, that affects you. I mean, those are the things you want to have, to see for your own eyes what it's like. You watch it on television, whatever the case may be. Then you go. It's a great experience.
You couldn't have told me back then that I would throw out the first pitch at a Pirate game like I did this past season.
Or that you would have Olivia Babcock spiking at your head.
Or that, yeah. It's been quite a ride. All right, moving on from the Penguins. I mean, to me, sort of that conversation, because it veered off, was instructive. They really haven't captured my excitement yet, and I think I probably speak for the entire city. But if they make a real run here, they could. Their goaltending is still highly questionable, Bob.
Yeah, it is, although I see improvement from Jari. I think they have no choice but to keep playing him. They're not going to play him tonight. It's Nedeljkovic. You know, when they first were together, I think they thought that was a good 1-2 punch, and then things went sour. Goaltending is always going to define you, and Jari has to be the reason that they end up getting into a playoff position and stay there, because he's going to get the lion's share of these games.
All right, moving on to college sports. James Franklin lobbies for transfer portal changes. Now, someone's going to have to help me here. I don't claim to not be ignorant. I am. Can you tell me why they just can't open the transfer portal after the college football playoff? Is that because other spots would get taken? Because it would be... Why is that?
Oh, you want to know what... I believe the ruling is from the NCAA, and the portal opened the day after the playoff was announced. It closes on the 29th. The notion that I've heard from people over the last couple of days is, oh, well, the players have to be able to transfer to their next school because of their credits. They have to get enrolled at their next school. That's why the portal has to be open at this point.
Well, that's not a good enough reason.
Not
Bob.
At all.
Adjust, please. Let's stop pretending, first of all, that these are student athletes. A lot of them, and proceed like you're spending billions of dollars here, which this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and adjust to this. Penn State with this Bo Prabula, their backup quarterback, who's been very good, by the way, and if Aller is injured at all, they may lose their best chance to win a national title without this kid as the backup.
Absolutely.
He was great. So why can't they change it?
They should be able to change it. This is the first year they've had a college football playoff, so that rule predated this decision and the timing in these games. So I think they had it in there at a certain day. I think they need to be fluid with it and move it back a little bit. And I don't see any reason why they can't do that.
And Marshall's coach just left too. They had 25 guys enter the portal. They had to drop their bowl game. They're supposed to play Army in a bowl game. And they said, now we can't.
That is a public service announcement and a good one. We do not want to see that game anyway. So good for them. They would have had nobody left. You could argue that most of these teams that are playing now, up until the meaningful games, have nobody left on their roster.
Are you going to watch any bowl games other than Pitt? besides?
I watch Pitt only because I feel like I should. I'm more interested in these games. What are we going to learn about Pitt? You know, I don't know what we're going to learn.
Nothing.
Is Eli Holstein going to be playing? And if he is he risking himself in case he becomes somebody who wants to go into that portal?
Would you be looking for another quarterback in the portal if you were Pitt?
I think I always would be looking. In fact, I'd change my entire recruiting scheme. High school people, I wouldn't even look at them. The way this is going, most of those high school kids, the good ones, are going to end up going like Michigan. The guy they just gave, who is a $7 million a year, this high school kid who's coming out to go there, and it was Larry Ellison and his billions of dollars who's funding all this stuff. If you have a deep-pocketed guy, fine, go do it. Why would I want to recruit someone in high school who may stay for 1 year and then leave if he's that good?
Did you see Belichick standing over the one kid signing? Did you see that photo? Did you send me that photo?
He was just like, just sign the paper.
Yeah.
So which one of these quarterbacks?
He had this horrible look on his face.
Which one of these quarterbacks is going to go to Bill Belichick now that he's there? Do you think he's probably looking at this saying, oh, by the way, Arch Manning, you know, I used to play against your father, and I think I could do for you what?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the transfer portal itself. It's just the timing right now with the playoff happening.
Well, I have a problem with the timing of it, but also just there is no, like I say, guardrail for money here. I don't know where it's going to go strictly to the elite players, and I think that's not fair to those who are part of that team.
Yeah, that's the way the world works, Bob. Not everybody gets equal
pay. Would you,
the stars get most.
Would you have gone into this without any system in place? Would you have preferred to have some sort of system?
Well, who's going to implement and enforce the system? Well, who has the right to do that?
Somebody has to do it, because otherwise it's just a free-for-all all the time.
Yeah.
And you can't sell a program to me on people like, if you're Pitt and you see 17 guys go this year and they don't bring, I mean, I don't even know who's coming and going half the time.
Nobody does. It's a fantasy league every year. So either deal with it or quit, is what I say to all these coaches.
My thing for you is, though, wouldn't you have rather gone into this a little bit more systematically, as opposed to just saying, okay, go here, $4 million here, $2 million there, let's go here.
Yeah, a salary cap would be good.
Something like that. Just to make it so that you can govern a little bit of what's going on
here. For sure, a
salary cap would be good. Some of these guys coming in who are ADs are no longer ADs, they're GMs. They're not ADs.
Well, they have literal GMs now, yeah.
They have to.
Right.
Because now we're dealing with all sorts of money, and whoever can get the most out of somebody's pocket.
Right.
So your skill better be getting the most out of somebody's pocket.
And all they're doing is following the coach's example. The adults in the room
I'm not disagreeing.
This is a natural extension of that, though. It's a free-for-all. I'll leave for more money. Screw loyalty. Screw everything else. I'm going to get the most money. That's what the adults in the room did for years, and now that's what the kids are doing.
That's fine.
So it's a natural.
Okay.
Same thing, by the way, as NIL.
If you end up getting one of these great quarterbacks, and you're going to have to pay that university who's departing, you're going to have to give them the money. If you're going to play it that way,
I'm just saying, wait, what do you mean by that?
I mean,
take me through that.
You just said coaches. Coaches leave, though. There's a buyout involved.
Yeah.
If players leave, should there be then?
Well, you've brought this up before, and it's interesting. Like, if you're a player and you go sign, do they sign multi-year deals or just money deals? Okay, if it's 1 year, it's not a problem unless you leave like the Nevada kid did in the middle of the year. Isn't there some type of contract where you have to give the money back if you don't play?
There's no contract yet, I don't think. You're making a deal with someone who's funding that person.
Well, then it's on the idiots who sign the kid to the contract
and don't
protect themselves.
And I think that's a problem. Some donors are now shying away from it because they don't want to be, you know, number one, let's say the kid gets into trouble. And you're endorsing that kid. Doesn't look pretty good on your end, right? You're giving him money, and now he's kicked off the team.
Yeah.
So,
but all that, Bob, is also a natural extension of how sports always work.
I understand. To me, I think it's gone too fast. That's my only concern.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with people getting paid.
I do
have a problem, though, with it just being just whoever comes
it's
up with the
Wild
most money.
West, yeah. Well, like I said, way back when.
And I don't blame.
Way back when they were cheating. And you can go to John Wooden's UCLA programs with Sam Gilbert, paying those guys left and right. Not the kind of money you see today, but that's where it began, way back when. Not necessarily with that program, but cheating, under-the-table payments, all of that. It was bound to go this way with more money and with you know, the sort of undercover Wild West. Is now out in the open.
I have no problem with Bo Prabula to do what he's doing. He has to do it.
Neither does Franklin, yeah. Franklin defended the kid.
No, he wanted to stay, but he just it's not in his best interest to stay. So, you know, what are you going to do? That's just the way it is this day. So I'm just curious about Eli Holstein. I haven't heard anything about it. I don't know that I'd like to hear him, you know, if he's take a page out of Aller's book and come up with some post that says, I'm sticking around here. But I'm sure he can't do that until he determines how much money he's going to get paid.
Right.
And so then what's the deadline to join the portal?
29th.
Okay, so
in the
they'll play
of the
their
playoff.
Game. No, but they're going to play their game, and then he'll probably make his decision after it, whether or not he plays in it or not. But I would imagine if he's putting himself out there as a free agent, he may not want to play in that game.
Are you talking about Prabula?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Eli Holstein.
Oh, Holstein.
You know what I'm saying? If you plan to go in the portal, why would you play in this meaningless bowl game?
Why is it even open at this point? I mean, seriously, teams are in the playoffs. It's affecting bowl games. It's affecting playoff games now, which was the big concern. I mean, if you are bad, if you're like 5-7, 1-10, whatever, the portal should be open for you. But if you're in the playoffs or make it a full extension, everybody is not eligible until the day after the national championship.
Well, that's
game.
What I would do.
Why is it not
if
like
everyone's
that?
On the same footing, it doesn't matter then. You can't get an edge on anyone else, you know? So you can't announce or enter until that point.
And coaches are basically calling for a commissioner as well to lead college football. This is turning more and more like the NFL day by day, and it's turning into NIL is contracts for players. I mean, Jacksonville is not going to have guys that are able to go to free agency earlier. Why would the Steelers? Nobody's going to Steelers is just going to walk away before the playoffs.
Know, this like, would,
it's
this
pro
would be,
sports anyway, so make it pro sports.
Pony made this point last night, and it's a good one. It's
who?
Sort of Andrew on a sports call show. He's and I agree with this because I thought the same thing. It's like Justin Fields, if there was a portal in the NFL, he could say right now, Russell's your quarterback. I'm getting out because I want to get the best bid I can get. Right now, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
So there goes your backup quarterback.
Right.
You know, so I don't like that component of it at all. I think they should change it. The date of this, and we'll see what they do.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, I'm going to give you a choice here. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. You deserve
it's really the Joe Show.
You deserve to have this choice. Do you want to talk about some of the in-game situations from the other day, including the officiating, or would you prefer to take a trip around the NFL, look at some awards, maybe some Steeler awards?
Yeah, I like
that part.
One.
Okay.
Even team awards.
That's my favorite of the Gwynn Gold songs. Just the they're all great. You can go on her website. I mean, that's good stuff.
You know what this is titled?
What?
The City.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Is this the word limits in it anywhere?
No, maybe it should be added in parentheses.
I thought you didn't want to be known as City Limits.
No, but I know Joe would like that.
Throw the word Austin in.
No, he wants a mix of limits.
Stand on your firm footing. Don't be talking about different
nicknames. No, he likes City Limits.
No,
he doesn't like the other
behind
stuff.
Behind your back, he said he hated it all.
He doesn't like bread. Wonder
I don't
Twin.
Like bread. Well, I think Wonder Twin is okay, but a Limitless Wonder is not bad. Wonder Twin, eh.
No, he's starting to, you know what he told me the other day? He was out on the town, and someone said, are you City Limits? So it's working for him, Bob.
It is working for him. But you're going to have to put like a jacket that says City Limits. Get something monikered.
Well, I know. That's why we're creating that balance so that people do know my real name so they know who I am.
Romo
that was always an old Lanny thing,
knew
Bob.
The sun was hot that
about
day.
Knowing your real name. Lanny called me one day. What's this Joe Starkey saying on the air about City Limits?
Well, see, I agree with Lanny. I think it's important that people know your real name.
Well, that's why it's a mix. But Lanny should know that Donnie Football without Donnie Football isn't Donnie Football. And also that Joe Cop without Horse was just Joe Cop. And that wasn't going to cut it, Bob. So the nicknames help.
The horse has to go back into the barn, and then the real
person has to
emerge.
Does the football have to go into the barn with Donnie Football? I don't think
so.
He is Donnie Football
now. If he introduces himself as Don Chedrick, many people wouldn't wouldn't, you know, you've diminished his own identity.
No, he's enhanced it. He's enhanced it.
You're in squashing identities.
He's enhanced it and should copyright it.
No, I agree. I think people do know him for that.
Yeah.
But there are too many variables in your name.
So or it's called Troy Loney and my friend named Pony for my cranium melts away. That'll work, I think, Bob.
You changed the lyrics.
Yeah, the next break, we're going to record this. Jenna was just in here. People are excited. It's the Christmas party and our first... This is going to be the first recording of the Very Mulsey Christmas album with a rendition of Mulsey the Snowman. I can't wait, Bob.
I've recruited Joel Nelson. He's in here right now preparing.
Bob has a solo. Do you want to practice, Bob?
No, I got to see it first. I don't know it, so I'm not going to do it until I know it.
Okay, but you're going to come in real low with a Mulsey the Snowman.
I can't go high, so that's right. Perfect for me.
Was alive as he could be.
Was alive as he could be.
He used giant words. And his favorite GM.
Was
a man named
George McPhee.
Exactly. Yes, that's what we need, Limits. That's what we're looking for. Who thought George McPhee was going to get in here?
Not me.
But he did. Bob, that was perfect. Dang. I'm like Quincy Jones in this equation. This is the We Are the World.
We Are the World.
It is. And I know exactly how to mix and meld the voices here. And wait till we hear Gwen, the woman who just sang the rejoin there. Wait till we get her solo in here. I'm deeply saddened that Donnie Football is not here because that brings down the house because Donnie just comes in and talks the way that Donnie does in his beautiful Pittsburghese. He gets a little solo.
And
there.
I texted Donnie and said, you're missing out on our rendition of Mulsey the Snowman. And he responded, 'twas a jolly happy soul.
Is there any way that he could call in and you could tape him talking and splice it into the song?
I could. It's going to be a lot more difficult. I can make it work.
I mean, he could do the ending where we all sing what Bob was singing. And then Donnie comes in with the final verse, which is, oh, Mulsey the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, my favorite cornerback is William Gay.
That's why he's not going to cry. You took out I'll be back on Christmas Day, maybe the best part of Mulsey the Snowman.
I mean, we have to make it sports themed, right? So can you imagine if we come to a rousing end singing, and then for the final verse, Donnie pops in and says that?
That might be offensive to Christmas Day if we include Christmas Day in the song.
In spoken word? I mean, it would be unbelievable. Limits. Let's give it a shot.
I'm speechless.
All right, Bob, to finish up your day, since you're getting out early today, early dismissal, is let's talk some awards. If the Steelers don't win the division, does that cost Mike Tomlin Coach of the Year? Is he your Coach of the Year right now?
Well, this is kind of a fluid thing. I thought Dan Campbell was, you know, heading in that direction with all these injuries. So I don't want to take that away because it's just part of the game. But I thought, you know, him doing what he's done with that team and where they ranked, Tomlin, given where they were at the beginning of the season and what their record is right now, absolutely deserves consideration for that. But I do think it has to end in a playoff situation. I don't know when voting ends. Like, are we going to continue this?
Well, it is ending in a playoff situation.
So, I mean, does it end in the regular season? We're talking about.
Yeah,
is that how we're doing it, or do you want to do it?
No, I'm asking you about the NFL Coach of the Year Award.
Yeah, I'd have to give it right now to Kevin O'Connell.
I'm giving it without question to Andy Reid. Without question.
No. Kevin O'Connell's done more with less.
Has he?
Did you think Sam Darnold was going to have 30 touchdown passes and do what he's done?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He has.
They lost J.J. McCarthy to a season-ending injury right at the bat. And I think given where they were and what was expected of them, I'd have to – you know, there are a lot of good jobs being done in the NFL. I don't think there's any question. I just think Kevin O'Connell is just – I didn't see Minnesota as a 12-2 football team.
Neither did I. But the Chiefs are in a very unique situation here in that – every single team has a target on them. They're trying to do what nobody's ever done before. Only one other team that was going for a three-peat out of the eight previous ones even got the number one seed, and that was the Niners in 1990. I just think what he's done is remarkable. Honestly.
It is, but the expectation level was very high to begin with, and to meet it, he had to do what he had to do.
How about?
So I'm not stunned with their record. I'm stunned with how they won games because it's not your typical Kansas City way of winning games where they win by a couple of touchdowns.
They're sitting here at 13-1, Bob. You could argue, regardless of the circumstances, it's one of the great coaching jobs in NFL history. They're 13-1. How many teams have ever been 13-1?
Well, Minnesota is 12-2.
I know. That's not 13-1.
In a division where everybody thought Detroit would run away with it, you know, that Green Bay was going to be a factor, and here they are potentially winning that entire division.
Who's your choice, Becky?
Still going with Dan Campbell. I mean, I'm not going to let the recency bias of them losing the last game to Buffalo, despite how it looked, affect my decision. I still think that they're going to win at least two out of the next three games, win their division, and be the number one seed closely because Philadelphia is up there. But what he's overcome with all these injuries, especially to Aiden Hutchinson, I tip my cap.
Does Nick Sirianni get any love here? Winning 10 in a row?
Yeah, I mean, again,
12-2.
You can make a case for a lot of guys. I think Sean McDermott, given all the changes then.
No.
Wait a minute. They have Josh Allen, but so does Mandy Reid have Patrick Mahomes. You know, the bottom line is they made a big-time roster changes on Buffalo. They made some good – I just think it's a team right now. To me, if I'm looking at a team that I think can win it all, it's the Buffalo Bills. I think they
defense,
are the
Bob, and
yes,
that kicker. Their kicker just missed a 24-yarder.
Their
the
offense is impressive enough where I think they can do that. Yes.
Who's the MVP of the league right now for you guys? Unquestioned Josh Allen.
It's unquestioned.
It shouldn't
Josh
be
Allen.
Unquestioned. It is going to be Josh Allen. But I will again here. I looked at some of these numbers, and again, I'm not. Lamar Jackson's won it twice, so he's not going to win it again. However, these are the numbers as of right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Completion percentage, Jackson 68-1, Josh Allen 64. Yards passing, 3590 for Jackson, 3395 for Allen.
Yeah.
All right. Passing yards per game, 255 for Lamar Jackson, 242 for Josh Allen. Touchdown passes, 34-25, Jackson. Interceptions, Jackson has two fewer. I mean, every number I look at tells me that Jackson is better statistically now.
Except wins.
But they beat them head-to-head. One
they beat them
game.
Head-to-head, but the
I'm
supporting
making a case
cast,
for Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I know.
Even
he
though
has
I think,
a case.
Even though I
he has
think
a case.
That it's going to be Josh Allen.
Plus, like I said, he can become the first guy in history to throw for 40 touchdowns and run for 1,000 yards.
Well, guess what? Josh Allen, in his last two games, has 10 passing touchdowns, or I mean, 10 passing five passing touchdowns and five rushing touchdowns.
Right, he's doing
games.
He's setting a record every week.
Right, he is. He's going to be my vote, but I'm telling you, Jackson should be considered very strongly.
I do agree with that. I think it's Josh Allen's year to win, though. I think the supporting cast is another
34-3 touchdown to interception ratio is ridiculous
for Lamar.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I know. And if the Bengals had won half of their close games, like last second games, he'd be there. He's going to throw, he might throw for 43 touchdowns or something like that, Bob.
Yeah.
And what about Limits' little guy, Sammy Darnold?
Oh, yes, Sam Darnold. Had a good year. They've won again.
What do you do, though, if you're the Vikings?
Bring him back.
Okay, you have J.J. McCarthy.
You have no choice.
I'm also not a J.J. McCarthy believer, so that's why I would easily bring
Sam
Darnold back.
Well, I'm sure before this season you weren't a Sam Darnold believer.
Bob, I've been a Sam Darnold believer. Look at all these teams that search for quarterbacks for a long time, and I don't know if the Steelers have found
their long-term answer either. So what
do you do with
McCarthy?
Whatever, I don't know. Didn't we ask this? Who were we asking this question about last year? Who was it? Do you remember? We kept asking the question, what do you do with this guy? What do you do with that guy? Do you re-sign him? What was the team we were talking about? Because it was a team. Who was it, Limits? Was it Prescott? No. It was. Was it Jared Goff?
No, we knew Jared Goff was going
Goff
back
was,
there.
Yeah,
I can't
was
remember.
Was part of that Purdy? Would you give him a long-term extension?
Maybe
yet?
It was.
That's
Purdy.
A question coming up now, though.
No, I wouldn't.
I if I did, it would have to be under terms that are very, very helpful to me.
Well,
as
what's
San Francisco.
Plan B if it's not Purdy?
Well, they had Darnold. I thought Darnold. Last year at this time, I thought Darnold would emerge as the San Francisco quarterback because of the system, and I thought he was good enough to handle that system. That didn't work out. Now he's at a system that's just as friendly with two
Don't
very
you
good
give
wide receivers.
Purdy a little bit of a pass this year, Bob?
Yes.
Considering His receivers have been hurt. His best running back, his offensive line.
But hasn't he gotten exposed because of that? That other when those guys are not there, he's really not even effective?
Did you see Russell Wilson the other day when nobody was there?
I know that, but what big trait do you like the most about Brock Purdy that stands out compared to a lot of other star NFL quarterbacks?
59 touchdowns and 24 picks and a 105 passer rating in his career over nearly 40 games. That's what I like. He's been productive. He's gotten to a Super Bowl. He's good.
Who else was productive and went to a Super Bowl? Jimmy Garoppolo. Is it good enough? Maybe it's just that system with Kyle Shanahan. I mean, they need a quarterback that can push them over the top. I don't think Purdy is an ultimate difference maker.
Do you, Bob?
I think he's a good quarterback. See, this is my problem with him. I never looked at him as extremely elite, like somebody I'd give $60 million a year to.
Do you look at him as good as Jared Goff on a given day?
No, I think Jared Goff is a really good quarterback, above that of Purdy.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Jared Goff's had multiple games with perfect passer ratings this year. Very good quarterback.
And one of the weird statistics
Brock
of all
Purdy
time.
Purdy had 31 touchdowns, 11 picks with a 113 rating and went to the Super Bowl last year.
I think Purdy's good, but for now a San Francisco team that's getting older, that roster's really banged up. They've been banged up for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's why his numbers aren't good.
Don't you have to overcome things? Josh Allen's overcome losing some of his best weapons. His secondary's not good.
Yeah, he's not Josh Allen. You know why? Because nobody is.
Okay, Lamar has overcome things as well with his defense and his secondary not
except
playing well.
Him.
Mahomes has overcome a lot of things. And I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is
these
guys.
So if you don't
guys.
Have Lamar, Allen, or Mahomes, you're looking for a quarterback?
In some regards, you're not the best of the best.
I disagree with that.
I think that, you know, Goff, it's weird stats how stats go. You know, they've won a game where he's thrown five interceptions, and they lost a game where he threw five touchdowns. None of that makes sense, but I like Goff a lot. I think that offense in Detroit is going to be the only reason that they, if they are going to survive and advance in the postseason, it'll be because they're going to have to outscore people big time.
Bob, before you go, I got an email from a man named David Testa, and he said, you forgot to talk about Pirates offseason moves. You have 1 minute to give a soliloquy on that, what they have and haven't done and how
I was disappointed they didn't even try Kyle Tucker. And I say this knowing that Kyle Tucker was acquired by trade, which means you don't have to worry about long-term signing, although I would consider that. You could have brought him in here to play right field this year and give up what you had to give up to bring a guy who has an OPS of almost 1,000. I would have gone after hotly gone after Kyle Tucker. They didn't, and we ended up with Spencer Horwitz.
Oh, God.
So, no, this has not been a good offseason, given the fact that I think their window is available to him with the pitching they have, starting pitching.
Why don't you just go out and get Jock Peterson, spend $15 million for 1 year?
What about Kyle Tucker?
Well, anybody.
He's under contract for another year.
Somebody,
then you worry about signing him, which I would. I'd give him a lot of money to stay here. He's 27. He has everything you'd want in a right fielder.
All right, Bob. We need you for 2 minutes because we're going to record here, and then you can go.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me out. You're such a good teacher, Joe Starkey.
You're a wonderful man, and thank you for coming to your
own show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for coming to your own show today. It was enjoyable.
I told you at the beginning of this is going to be one of those things you
and
I don't want.
No, to be able to lend your name to the show is gold. And when you are here, it's awesome. And we all understood the situation going in. I think more sports teams should do this, by the way.
What?
When guys, not that you're getting up there in your career, but when star players are getting up there in the career, load management, where you tell us, especially baseball, you know,
I could deal with some load management right now, couldn't you?
show up twice a week, and then when the games are bigger later in the season and we need you full time, great. We'll pay you then. I think that's a great idea, Bob.
Bob, you're like Andrew McCutchen. We love you. We have you. You're playing as a DH role.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, just hit some homers, and you did today again.